Andre Harp is the chair of the Alberta Canola Producers Commission. He joins us on the line today. Andre, thank you very much for joining us. Some rather tough news, I'm guessing, for the canola industry in the sense that tariffs have been induced by China on Canadian canola. How disappointing is it in your mind that these tariffs are now in place?
Well, you know what? It was absolutely devastating news that we received the other morning. You know, it's something that nobody likes to see tariffs placed on the products they're trying to sell. So we were really hoping that it was going to go the other way, but it gets back to show you that tariffs are a political animal, and it has nothing to do whether it's right or wrong. It's whether that if we're in a trade war or not, unless that's what we seem to be in.
How tough is it for these to come in, especially when Alberta right now is struggling with drought and lack of moisture, especially up here in the Northwest?
Well, you know what? This just compounds an issue that we are already having with drought. You know, we're facing definitely low yields. We're looking at, we have multiple counties that declared droughts of disaster. So, you know, it's a low yield. It wasn't going to be a great year anyway. And then to all of a sudden have these tariffs placed on us, it just, like I say, it just compounded the issue we're having. You know, we're looking at basically income from canola almost dropping in half. So it's just disappointing news.
What alternatives, you yourself are a farmer here, Andre, what alternatives are there to try and make this less impactful to producers if there is an alternative that could possibly be done?
Well, first of all, I guess I would ask the Canadian government to, let's get back to the table with China. If maybe we can get this resolved through diplomatic means, and you know what, and then we can continue selling into China, and that would be absolutely wonderful. But you know, the other things, one of the other things we really need to start looking at is the use of renewable diesels and canola as a feedstock, because it gets back to, you know what, this is the second time in 6 years that China has come to us with supposed trade issues, and it gets back to, you know, we don't need that. So if we look at renewable fuel, basically keep the canola in Canada, use it in Canada. Not only is it good for the Canadian farmer, but it's also good for the Canadian economy, because it basically provides work and basically keeps in Canada. So that would be wonderful.
There are alternatives on the horizon, I'm thinking. We've got possible wind power in the Northwest. We've got possible nuclear power in the Northwest. How easy could canola be to put this on the renewable energy map?
Oh, actually, you know what? It's already being used as a renewable fuel, and it makes a great feedstock for it. So it actually wouldn't take a lot of work. Imperial Oil just actually opened up a facility just outside of Edmonton. So they've actually just commissioned their plant just a few weeks ago. So, you know, it gets back to, right now there's a 2% mandate in Alberta. So if we can just increase that by a few percent, you know, it wouldn't take much to literally take a lot of the bushels that get exported to China that we could just, keep it in Alberta, but we can keep it in Canada for sure.
You mentioned getting in touch with the Canadian government to see what else could be done. Specifically, I'm guessing, from not only an Alberta Canola Producers Commission perspective, but as a farmer in northwestern Alberta's perspective, what are some of the next steps to be taken from this point right now to say, hey, this is kind of impacting our livelihood here?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely. And one of the things is doing exactly what we're doing now, and that's actually just talking to people and getting it out what's actually going on. But the big thing is, you know, we're in contact and have been in contact with the provincial government and with the federal government to say, hey, you know what, this is serious. You know, as far as Canada goes, this is a $43 billion industry. You know, when it needs to be supported like any other industry that's going through the tariff issue. So, and we are just as important as any other industry in Canada's economy. So we need Canada's back right now, and that's one of the things we're asking for.
Have you heard any feedback from other stakeholders to say, hey, we could use your help here?
No, I just know everybody you talk to is deeply disappointed and not very happy right now, because I think everybody does realize, you know, it's canola today and what could it be tomorrow.
I really appreciate this. Andre Harp is the chair of the Alberta Canola Producers Commission. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it. Thank you very much for phoning, and call anytime.